All right. Physical engagement. Take time out of your schedule to make surprise visits, depending on where you are in your life. For instance, when Paul was the only one in school, we would sometimes stop by McDonald's, David and Stephen and Jamie and I, and we would take lunch to him and surprise him at school. We can't do that as much now with all three of them. We'd be eating at school every day. But, we do that every once in a while now. Maybe if yours are in college or at a prep school or something, maybe you make a surprise visit just to say, hey, I love you, I'm here. Take you out to dinner or lunch or whatever. Wherever you are in your life, just be physically present. Engage your kids so that they know that you haven't forgot about them, you haven't moved on. Be emotionally connected. Emotionally connected. So, that was physical presence. Now we're moving into the idea of being emotionally connected. Now, I don't know if you noticed, in John 15:15, Jesus said, "No longer do I call you servants, for the servant doesn't know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you." I have made known to you. We have got to be emotionally present and honest with our kids. We have got to be emotionally present and honest with our kids. How often are we physically present in our home, and yet we treat our families like servants, men? Because we're not emotionally available. If we're only physically present but not emotionally available, remember, "But I called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you." You have got to be emotionally honest with your kids and your family. Now, I have to be honest with you right now. I am very weak in this area. Ever since I've been in the ministry, it's hard for me to go home from work and leave work at the office. Because I'm always thinking and dreaming about what this church could do to grow and reach more people and change more people's lives. Or I'm all thinking about someone in the church who's having an issue in their life and how I could help, how the church could help them. There's always something going on in my brain. Well, take it away from me. Men, how many times are your wives talking to you? Well, I hope each of us just have one wife. How many times, men, is your wife talking to you and you're 3 miles away thinking about something else? You don't have to raise your hand. Some wives are raising their husbands' hands. Yeah. You have to be emotionally connected. You hear what I'm saying? I know I have a sermon that I'm going to bring out of the coffer sometime called "The Hum of the Refrigerator." I understand, men. Just think about it. You'll catch on. But we have to listen to what our kids are saying. We have to listen to what our spouses are saying. We have to be emotionally engaged. Does everybody understand what I'm saying there? Emotionally engaged. But anyway, pray for me. I need help there. I will freely admit that. Be spiritually present. So we have to be present physically. We need to have an emotional connection. And finally, we also need to be spiritually present. And this is where today's scripture comes in. Man, I want you to listen again. Listen to this. "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your mind and with all your soul and with all your strength." Now, this was speaking of the Ten Commandments, right? This is from God. "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength." These commandments, and what are the commandments? At Deuteronomy's time, what are the commandments? The Ten Commandments have just been handed down, right? "These commandments that I have given you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home." I like that sentence. I read through that and you guys didn't stop me. "Impress them on your children." I love this version of the Bible in that sentence. "Impress them on your children." It's not talk about them to your children, is it? It's impress them on your children.